7:21 Monday morning, Lubbock's First News, Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and thank you for running along with us this morning. Probably what could be called the closest municipal election in memorable history. That would be District 3 City Council, Deanne Clark v. Jeff Griffith, of course, Todd Klein vacating District number 3 seat, not running for re-election. On the phone with us this morning to kind of kick this topic around is Lubbock County Election Supervisor Dorothy Kennedy. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. Thanks for being with us this morning and getting up early. I know it's been it's always a weekend for you whenever you have these elections and things going on.
Right.
All right. Now, here's the way it kind of shakes out. As of early voting before the polls opened on Saturday, Deanne Clark was actually ahead, yes?
When early voting was released shortly after 7, the early voting numbers showed Deanne Clark ahead 45 votes.
Okay, and then after?
After all 5 of the vote centers came in, which included the 11 precincts that are inside District 3, then Deanne Clark was behind 6 votes to Jeff Griffith.
Okay, now, this is probably the closest we've had in a while. Now, of course, Hernandez and his thing over there originally, that was pretty close. It was what? Handful of like maybe 50 something votes
To put it into a runoff, it was something like that.
Yeah. So now what happens is it goes to the ballot board on Friday, and I think there's a lot of mental conjecture about how this works out because a lot of people, well, there's 100 mail-in, ballots that are in the mail, and then there's talk of provisional ballots, which means they've got to validate photo IDs, and then there's some military ballots. Break that down for us and tell us how that's going to work, because that does not mean that 100 ballots will come back in. That means that there were 100 ballots that were mailed out, yes?
Well, we actually mailed out over 300 mail ballots, but there's still 100 of them remaining. Because what happens is those ballots go out, 45 days to military and then locally ahead of the election. And so the Wednesday after Tuesday early voting shutdown, whatever mail ballots had come in, the ballot board came in that Wednesday and they met and they reviewed those 200 and some odd, and they processed those, and those were added to the early voting numbers that were released. So when you got the early voting numbers shortly after 7 on Saturday night, that included early voting in person and what mail ballots had been returned. So now we have to wait to see what mail ballots met the Saturday postmark deadline, and we'll get those today and tomorrow. They'll come rolling in, and then they'll immediately, we don't even open them. The envelopes are put into a metal sealed ballot box and put away, and then we wait for the ballot board to come in and look at those and decide and determine if they met the criteria, signed in all the right places, checked the right boxes, and got all that done. And then if they are approved, then they'll be tabulated, and then those numbers will be reported to the city secretary, and then she'll release the numbers of how everything turns out. Same thing on provisional. Provisionals can be folks that were not registered in that district, not registered in Lubbock County at all, or they could have been photo ID. So if it's a photo ID, they have 6 days after the election to come in and cure a photo ID. If any of those meet that criteria, their ballot, too, is then locked away, and the ballot board will review all of those on this Friday as well.
Those could also include people that maybe moved into District 3 that didn't have a correct photo address on their photo ID?
Right. If they had already registered with us and they had moved, because you have to register 30 days prior to an election, so they would have to have already been registered with us, but just didn't have a current picture ID on them.
Does that mean they'd have to be registered as a District 3 voter?
Yes. 30 days prior to election, you'd have to be registered as a District 3 voter.
So, like, people that moved into District 3 25 days before the election cannot vote?
They would not be eligible to vote in the city's election, District 3.
Okay.
You have to be registered 30 days prior.
So this thing could go either way at this point.
Right. It really could. With six votes, you know, and you've got the military and you've got some provisionals, it could. Now, you know, it just depends on the provisionals, what the reason were that they voted provisional, you know, and what the ballot board is going, you know, the position the ballot board will take. Now, the people that are on the ballot board are nominated and approved by the two-party chairs in the executive committee, and then also appointed by the city council. And they already did the previous general election, so they'll just follow up with the runoff election as well.
Hmm. All right. I had a question for you, Dorothy, relative to you sent out 300 mail-in ballots, and about 200 of them came in. Do you have the breakdown of how the mail-in ballots voted? I mean, as far as division by candidate?
No, I don't with me right now.
That'd be interesting to kind of know that. I don't think there's anything scientific about that. But it just really, at this point, is going to depend on if the provisionals qualify.
Right.
And about
the postmarks on the mail ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Right, on all the mail ballots. And then, of course, you know, you may get one or you may get 100. You don't know.
Right, we don't know.
And just because you get 100, that doesn't necessarily mean that even, no, I think it would be unlikely that none of them would qualify, but that doesn't, just because they mail it in doesn't mean they qualify either.
Correct.
Okay, so I guess everybody is going to be as anxious as we are in District 3. Of course, I don't live in District 3, but I'm watching the race real close and interested in it. So how does one go about getting on? I know you said that the ballot board people are nominated by both of the parties and in Lubbock County, but how many people are on the board?
There's a minimum of three, and then it just, you know, each election varies with how many mail ballots we expect and that kind of thing. So we, you know, sometimes we'll have six, but this one, three people is enough to take care of the number of ballots we had out.
Okay. All right, Dorothy Kennedy, Lubbock County Election Supervisor, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll hear the numbers from you on Friday. Thanks for being with us. Have a good morning.
All right, bye-bye.
It's 729.